Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. She walked in and it was like Elsa, Cinderella, and Tinkerbell all in one walked in the room, and even Jacqueline Quick goes, whoa. Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Calm down, everyone. We need to calm down with the NFL season kicking off tonight. Woo-hoo. Our schedules are a bit out of control, so a last-minute audible, but we're still here. No new episode this week, but what's old is back or new again. I don't know the saying. Either way, this is a throwback Thursday edition of Calm Down. In fact, we recorded it the week Max was born. Cute. But we never released it. Things got busy for Erin. I give the full story about Steve setting me up to fail with the old outfit choice at his friend's wedding. Erin talks about her dad meeting Terry Bradshaw, which was so sweet. So much to get to, and we'll have a new pregame and new episode next week telling you all about our week one shenanigans. Enjoy, everyone. Happy football.
Hey, girl. Hey, what's new in your world?
Well, usually on this show, we talk headlines. Obviously, some exciting news came out, but we're going to get to that after the break, meaning next week when we were ready to talk about it and discuss it more. But we have other headlines. Wait, first of all.
Can't wait.
What's the dress thing? We already saw the IG. You're doing a little tease. I mean, first of all, welcome to the Calm Down podcast. My skin needs to calm down.
She needs to stop touching that same area over and over again.
Well, there's two more that have come to the party since we saw each other at our Fox seminar. Why? Oh, we'll get to your dress in just a moment. More headlines. I did the Dermaflash. I love the Dermaflash, but something must have happened because it unleashed the hounds.
Okay.
Wow.
So Erin and I, we go to the Fox seminar. We love it. It always happens every off season. All the different broadcasting groups from Fox get together and the different pregame shows. The NFL comes in, new rules, new communication issues, just sort of like league agenda things, but also a time for us to all hang out. We love it. A good time's had by all. Erin and I are in the bathroom discussing shaving our face. And
you had something to tell me.
How I went to, you guys, I have the most unhealthy relationship with my nail technician. You heard me, technician Lynn. So I love her like a second mother. She is so wonderful, but I am getting really too comfortable with Lynn because every time I go in there, it's not only do I get my nails done, I get my toes done. She's now dyeing my eyebrows, which as we know, sometimes are way too freaking dark. I go, Lynn, what? Sharpie are we using on these eyebrows? Tone Rangers it down a little bit. Like, I don't need them to be black. Then the last time I was in there, she was like, I will do your eyebrows. Because you were the one that told me, we're not doing eyelash extensions anymore. You look ridiculous. As I was doing that for a while. No, stop. You didn't say that. I was like, oh, really? They don't look good. But it was a little mariposa, like butterflies flying off of the ends. So I'm not doing that anymore. But I want to not have to put mascara on and wake up in the morning and be cute, cute, cute. So Lynn goes, well, I can do that. I can dye your eyelashes. Do I ask questions? I just go, okay. Halfway through the application, my eyes are burning, stinging. I'm like, Lynn, and now I'm not allowed to open them.
You're going
to
need those for work. Stop messing around with them.
In the nail salon, that it's burning. She's getting the hot towels that are supposed to be used to remove the rock salt on your feet. They're now on my face. So I'm like this, back, my hand, and my neck hurts. So that's hard for me to do. But do I stop there? No, because as she's tipping my head back to relieve me of the pain that's happening on my eyelashes, she goes, your face hairy. Excuse me? My face is hairy? I said, I know, because I haven't shaved it lately. So I was like, Lynn, can you shave my face? And she goes, yeah, I can. She goes in the back and she gets a razor, not a Bic razor that I've talked about before that I will shave my face with. She gets a full-on razor blade. And do I stop her? Nope.
Give me an example of what you're talking about. Like, what are we talking about? Like a box cutter? What are we talking about?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
So yes, like a full-on,
good. We're playing that. What's that game show? It's been something. Anyways.
Yes, no, good.
It's Father of the Bride. They're trying to cut the guest list. Yep. So she's now, my eyes are so red. My eyebrows are black and she's shaving my face with a straight up like edge razor. Like I'm at a barber shop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One-stop shopping at Lynn's. I was like, is there anything else you can do? Oh, and there is. I go, I need my haircut. This was the time before. She goes, no problem. Trimmed it on up.
How are your eyelashes?
I don't have as many, but they're dark.
They fell out?
Well, a few of them fell out, but they're dark. I mean, now I have mascara on, but yeah. So again, I'm way too trusting. Not long. I mean, it was probably like an hour after the fact. Point is I have an unhealthy relationship with Lynn. I'm too trusting of her. Yeah. So anywho, I don't know if anyone else has that kind of a relationship with their nail person, but I love Lynn.
Oh, I've got an unhealthy one with my pores right now. Okay. So we were going there, our seminar. What else did we say? Were we saying something else about our seminar?
No, I just said, stop picking your face.
Oh yeah. Hey, now that we're still talking about the seminar, any fun things that happened during it that you love that you want to talk about? I was trying to
think.
Other
than my obsession of Greg Olson.
I can't
handle him.
He's
honestly
the best. I know.
So Greg Olson, who of course works with Erin throughout the year on her crew, shout out to him winning newcomer of the year in the booth with his Emmy.
Oh yeah.
He's just the best. Anyways, but he's like the life of the party. I just love anyone that is so
funny,
inclusive too. And like, he just makes everyone happy. And yeah, no, he's great. Like even his question and answers. So it's our boss, like the president of Fox Sports, Eric Shanks, and Greg Olson is like making jokes like with him and at his expense. And he can get away with anything he wants. It probably won't make sense for anyone listening to this podcast, but we get it. We love him.
He's hysterical. Another thing about the seminar was that you saw my mother there. My mom and dad were at the bar. So cute. I mean, also, my parents are great. I love them. But my favorite thing about them is they are ordering drinks at the bar that I feel like the bartender's never heard of. I know my dad said this to you. I go, Dad, what are you going to get? He goes, I'm going to get a Tia Maria.
Yeah.
He said, you ever heard of that? No, Dad, no one has. No. Not even the man behind the bar.
No, I said the Santa Maria. I've heard of that. I've never heard of that. And then the bartender said this. He goes, well, we have Kahlua. And your dad was like, the look of disgust on your dad's face. Like, that's not even comparable. So yeah. So he proceeded to tell me about this Tia Maria, but I got to try it. So Paula, you went with your dad to go say hi to some other people.
Yep. Paula, he had never met Terry, which he was so excited about. And John Smoltz,
so
who, you know, pitched for a second with the Red Sox and proceeded to tell my dad. I got lit up when I was with the Red Sox. It was like the worst ERA of my career, blah, blah, blah. My dad's like, we were honored to have you in our uniform. Dad, are you the GM?
Oh,
no, what's happening?
That's so sweet.
Yeah, Theo? It was really cool. It was awesome to see my dad. So you stayed back with my mom, who knows all about trivia and like current events.
Paula started regaling us with these tales of headlines. And I've never felt stupider because she's like, have you guys heard about this? Have you guys heard about this? And Steve and I are like, no, we haven't heard about any of this stuff. So I got a great education in the 40 minutes or 45 minutes that you were gone. Her storytelling is fantastic. And I was like, wait, I don't even want to talk about the story that's happening, but it's a sad situation in Texas is what's currently going on with that headline. But she is a gem. Like, I feel like I'd want to be on Paula's team if we were playing Trivial Pursuit.
Yes, you would. We were sitting around the dinner table last week laughing and talking and just about like the most random stories that led us to a conversation where we were talking about the Jacksons and how she,
Jackson 5?
Janet had her rib removed, rumor has it, allegedly, for the Throb video or the Throb album cover. And then how she was pregnant during Rhythm Nation, but no one acknowledged it. And that's why she was wearing, again, this is all allegedly. My mom yells out from the back of the room, yeah, wasn't that DeBarge's baby? Who are you? And then we had to like Spotify DeBarge. And it was like one of my favorite, the rhythm of the night.
Oh my God. Of course. Yeah. El DeBarge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But I mean, it was great. Yeah.
I love a random playlist, too. That's another thing I'm going to ask our wonderful listeners, too. Because I get stuck listening to the same thing. And Steve is a great DJ.
He's so good.
So my wonderful boyfriend, Steve, he's the guy that you want with the aux cord. Because the pressure is too much.
Yeah.
You and I felt like this when we were in Vegas. Because if you don't know the next song that's in the queue, now you're scrambling. Now you're like, oh, my God. And then you're like, you got to change up the music. Yes. You got to get a little variety. You got to read the room. Like, so even, we'll bring it back to the wedding that we were at this past weekend. A lot of weddings. Ooh. See, this is what happens when you date a younger guy. They're all getting married. My friends, like me, are on our second marriages. So he's first rounders at this point. So Sweet Pan and Ashley got married this weekend in Telluride. You know what it reminded me of? Your Montana backdrop, like everything looked fake. It was so beautiful. So congratulations to them.
Congrats, guys.
Couple issues here. So Steve, this is his best friend who got married. So if it's your boyfriend's friends that are getting married, like I'm not in charge of the hotels or the booking of the flights or the itinerary. I'm just going to show up as your guest, right? Like these are your friends and your friends are incredible. And now they've like all become our friends. That's fine. But it's still your side of the aisle, if you will, like you're planning this, right? Like I'm coming as your guest.
Sure.
So I never asked to look at the invite. I never asked to get the details of exactly what I'm doing. So when I say to Steve, what's the attire for the like wedding? Because it's in Telluride, like in this like formal, is it not formal? And he said, it's black tie optional. Like the groom wanted them to wear tuxes. So the guys were more formal, but like the girls were casual. Mm-hmm. I walked down in a dress. I got a cocktail dress for dinner tonight. Wow. It was a cocktail dress. It was a floral, which I thought was adorable if it wasn't what it ended up being, black tie. Floral, cute Zimmerman dress that I was like, okay. And I'll throw on like these like kind of pseudo cowboy boots. I'll wear a hat like the night before, like the welcome party, people were wearing hats and it was like a Western theme. So I was like, oh yeah, this is obviously what's going to happen tomorrow too.
Sure.
No. I am the asshole that shows up and all the other girls are in black tie floor length formal gowns. And I look like I'm the entertainment. I look like I'm performing at the wedding. I've got the hat.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Ashley and Pan.
Exactly. I'm not kidding. I look like I was about to do the halftime entertainment. So, and Steve's like, I go, so we walk downstairs and I'm looking and now I see like Jessica and this like gorgeous, like she's going to the Oscars. Like everyone's like, it's so formal. And I look at Steve and I was like, did you not want to tell me that it's black tie? And he goes, it said black tie optional. Oh, well, I didn't have the option. Okay. You took it away from me because now I just look like a dickhead. So in all the pictures, I honestly look like I work in the local little like brewery pub and I came over for a picture with the ladies. So ladies and gentlemen, here's a PSA for you. If it's your boyfriend or your girlfriend's friend that's getting married, ask to see the invite or ask your other friends that you know are going to the wedding what their outfit is ahead of time so you can, you know, bounce some ideas off of them so you don't look like the clown that showed up to the wedding. I said to Kelly, I go, should I take off my hat? And she goes, yeah. I was like, well, I didn't do my hair. So now at they're saying the prayer. We're at dinner. We're saying the prayer. I'm taking my hat off. I have to take the hat off.
Amen.
Out of respect. Peace be with you. Peace be with me. Peace be with Steve, because you're in trouble. Fuck.
You're in trouble. What are you for Halloween? I'm in trouble.
Exactly.
Okay, couple things. You looked adorable, but I would understand. Then did you go into full Aaron and Carissa mode where you had to tell everyone the story so they wouldn't think you were a moron? Everyone. And you walked, yeah, every single person that attended that wedding.
I saw Ashley. I didn't say congratulations after the nuptials. I looked at her in the bathroom and I go, I am so sorry. I look like such a dick. I walked up to Troy's girlfriend, never had met her. And I go, I'm sorry. I said, I'm the asshole. And I got robbed last week. And she was probably like, who's this girl?
And I've been divorced twice.
It's like, oh, and I've been divorced twice. And they're like, oh my God, she's probably like literally like, and what's your social security number? Like, calm
555.
The F down. No, I know. I did exactly that. I had to go around and well, look what I'm doing right now. Because I feel so bad. I was like,
well, it's what
my
I
God.
Do with my face. I tell everybody. We know we can see. You looked adorable, but I get it. So yes, ladies, PSA out there. If you're going with a guy, regardless if it's your boyfriend, your husband, they need to show you the actual invite. You need to have a glance around at it to know what the attire is, what the activity mm-hmm. list is, because you have to pack for that. There was horseback
I'd like
riding. I didn't see you on the horse.
Oh, I should have been on the horse. Well, I was busy putting the hat and the dress on. I didn't have time to get on the back of the horse. But no, that's the thing. Like it was already a question we talked about on the podcast. Like, what am I wearing to this thing? Well, then when I went back to cooperate with Steve and he's like, oh, no, no, no. And I was like, this outfit's fine, right? And he's like, yeah, it looks great. I love that outfit. So I'm walking down thinking I'm cute, 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 only to realize I look like I just went to the gift shop and bought everything in Telluride and put it on for this Western wedding. God. Anyways. But congratulations to the happy couple.
It's not about me. It's about them.
It's never about me.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer
nice.
From last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Wedding season is over, though. I don't have any more weddings, and we were talking about it as a group. Do you have any other friends, aside from me, who's not getting married again? I was the only one in the group. Steve and I would be the only wedding left.
Think so. I don't feel like that's my cup of tea. All my friends are moving. Are you leaving? Apparently, we decided at the bar, which I forgot about the next day, we're going to Florida.
In fact, Steve's sweet, I guess, had told Steve's dad, she goes, great news. Carissa and Steve are moving to Florida. And so Steve goes, we're moving to Florida? And I was like, yeah, remember the conversation we had with Aaron? So no, we're not moving to Florida, but we were talking about different places we could live together. I really want to get a big compound. Kelly and I were also talking about this. Apparently this podcast is just for like our five friends that are listening.
Sure.
And perhaps I'll open it up to the whole group. Do you ever have a desire to like, just, I want to buy like huge, like plot of land, and then everyone can have their own little place. But like, then we just golf cart back and forth to each other. Cause even in Kelly's neighborhood for like 4th of July, we got in a golf cart. We drove in the golf cart to their one friend's house. Like you party there, the other friends meet. And it's like so fun.
Yeah.
Like in life, like you just want to be with the people that you love and like close proximity. I don't want to have to get in the car. I want to be able to horseback to your house, golf cart, or walk.
Well, horseback would be awkward, but golf cart or walk, you could do that out here. But I'm sick of paying what we're paying out here, and we're ready to move. Oh, we can't. My husband just signed a new contract. Anywho.
Yay. Congrats,
go Jared. Team go. Let's see what else is happening. Do we want to talk a little bit about these headlines?
Oh, yeah. I would love to. Okay. So you want to talk about Britney Spears. I don't get it.
I don't get it. And I tried to zoom in on the video. And actually, while we were at the bar at the seminar, this was playing. And I was talking to people because I was curious why Britney Spears was on SportsCenter, all that. Poor thing. I just don't know what's happening.
Yeah. So I guess so. Everyone says that she hit the security guy or the security like hit her or something like that. I don't know. Can someone explain, did this actually happen? And can that video like exonerate her from any wrongdoing? I don't know.
I can't even see it. I'm trying to like zoom in and I can't see it. So
okay. Well, while we figure that out.
Yeah. Somebody send it to us.
To the next one. On this podcast about airlines and airports because we spend a lot of our lives in them. This headline, airline passenger finds plane floor soaked in blood. So the long and short of this story is apparently the flight before someone had a hemorrhage. They were bleeding everywhere. It wasn't cleaned up appropriately. God. So then this couple gets on the flight the next day and this guy had taken his shoes off, which we've talked about on this podcast. And he notices like something's like on the floor and it's wet. The flight attendant brings him over some, you know, paper towels or whatever to clean it up, realizes it's blood. And now his socks are soaked in blood and has to sit there the rest of the flight with a bloody floor all over. And then this is what really gets me. The smell of rotten blood is like manure. I had taken my shoes off at the start of the flight and there were blood on my socks. Actually, it was manure, kind of. 3 days later, he was called by Air France and told that the blood had been mixed with feces. If you give me a $15 voucher appetizer at TGI Fridays for this, I am going to lose my mind. What?
My status for Air France or whatever airline this was better be like yours, like 360. I don't know. That is just beyond.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. A 180 and getting off that flight immediately because there is no way I'm sitting in that seat. I will stand the remainder of the flight by the bathrooms as opposed to sit with my feet in blood. Blood grosses me out to begin with. Other people's blood.
Yeah. Well, that's gross. Just not safe. Here's the thing. I want to full disclosure. We are not blaming the flight attendants for this because those people are on and off the plane. It is not their job to clean the plate. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I will tell you, I don't know what's the proper standard? What's the proper way? But I have been on a flight. I told you about this, that this guy had a very, very frightening incident and he ended up having a seizure. He threw up. He did it multiple times on our flight. I was actually shocked we didn't make an emergency landing. And there was a lot of vomit in the aisle and they just threw coffee grounds on it and left it.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it was different. I was confused by the whole thing. And I've seen a lot on airlines. And I was so concerned for this man because I thought, what if this had been me or one of my coworkers or my parents or something like this? But
yeah,
I was really confused. And then when we all just couldn't wait to get off of it, it was like you basically step over it, pick up your luggage.
That's weird. To
go. Yeah, it was different. It was different.
I don't like those. It's not the flight attendant's job, but
no,
like, it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm such a weirdo. I'd probably be like, let me clean it. Let me just clean this up and let me just fix this for everyone because no one needs to be dealing with that.
The blood and feces on a plane, though, that's questionable.
What is happening?
What happened?
I'll tell you what happened. 8 people were stuck upside down on a U.S. roller coaster for more than 3 hours.
What do you do about the blood to your head?
I mean, speaking of blood.
But yeah, more blood.
That is
I'd be crapping my pants if I was upside down for more than 3 hours. I'll tell you that.
When's the last time you went on a roller coaster?
So that was going to be my next question. Do you like roller coasters?
I used to love them. Used to love them. But I have heard too many of these stories. And there was one the other day, actually, that was Paula didn't tell me this headline. I'm surprised she didn't.
Mom?
But the roller coaster had got like a split in the one of the support beams. You know what's so crazy, though? This is where I don't understand myself sometimes. And I wish I had a better understanding of it. I will jump out of a plane. Like I went skydiving. I've got no problem with that. I've been bungee jumping. Like I'm not afraid of heights. But yet I'm like, roller coasters, no. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the psychology of that is. But this is upside down for 3 hours. What are you doing?
Insane. Yeah. And I feel like because I've been at Disney enough where you can, well, but this is different. You're upside down. And I've seen so much at Disney where I've actually been, the lights have come on rides. You've been asked to unbuckle your seatbelt, get up and go off. Yeah. So I was kind of confused why there wasn't like an emergency kind of guidelines or whatever that they would have to do to get out of it. But if they're upside down, it's very dangerous. This just sounds terrible.
No,
yeah, I've walked out of like Space Mountain before. Lights have come on. We've walked down the stairs. Crazy. I've seen everything there. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
How many times do you think you've been to Disneyland?
Thousands. And I love it. Oh my God. Miss it. And I want to go back.
I'll tell you where we're not going back to. Any concerts, if this behavior keeps up with people throwing things.
People are losing their minds.
So these last couple ones, Harry Styles hit with an object in his eye. Kelsey Ballerini had something happen.
Losing their minds.
Bebe Rexha. She had it like really bad. Someone threw a cell phone at her. I just love Adele. Adele's like no nonsense, no bullshit. Aside from her unmatched talent, she also just personality-wise is someone that I can get behind always. Yep. Adele threatens fans who throw stuff on stage with a t-shirt gun. I fucking dare you. The English singer is currently doing her residency in Las Vegas and having time of her life, but she also has a bit of fun every now and then during last Saturday's concert saying that, like, she'll kill you if you throw anything on stage. This is what we were talking about yesterday. Kelly and I were talking about this. Whether it's entertainers or athletes or anything, anyone that's putting, do you want to put plexiglass up? And like, then the entertainer,
you're ruining it for everyone.
You're ruining it for everyone. And why are you throwing, here's my thing. You're throwing it for what? The 5 seconds of attention that you get, like a streaker, for example, like at a game. Yep. So then what, you get thrown in jail? But here, and I'm not getting political, but is it, can we make the rules a little bit stricter that if you throw something, then you're going to jail for 25 years? Bet you a lot of people wouldn't throw stuff then.
No.
I just don't understand where we're doing this like ridiculous behavior and actually like harming people.
Exactly.
I wouldn't want to be, if I'm an entertainer, I'd be like, mm-mm. I think about that too. Like where Taylor Swift, like, because she's been, you know, I've seen so much footage of her concert lately, just with her being on tour. Like, even if some psychopaths, like too close to her on stage or like grabs her foot, like I would be free. I give them so much credit. I really do. I do. I'm not as brave to like stand out there and basically be like, hey, I'm a massive target with these
you
psychopaths.
Are. You're out on a field. I think about it all the time.
You are.
Honestly, yes, you're out on a field. All it would take was some fan chucking something at you. Like, I mean,
have you ever
honestly
had throw something?
I mean, I don't want to jinx it because I'm sure it's going to happen,
but I've been smacked
in the face by a friggin' line drive at a Mets game while I was reporting. That was a time.
It's just behave. Yeah.
You want to go back to like games with no fans in the stands and no concerts? Like, just behave. I just don't. Ever since we've been locked down, people are losing their minds on planes. They're bleeding everywhere. They're like, you know, they're throwing shit at Harry Styles. Leave them alone.
Stop. I know.
Just behave. You want to throw something? Throw something at yourself. I'm sick of
these people. Here's what happens with that stuff too. And there's all these copycat people, right? Like, so one person does it and it's like, oh, I'll do the next one. It's like, stop. Yeah, I'm bored of all of it.
Have you seen Elton John in concert?
I haven't. I'm so jealous.
Oh, no,
you have, right?
Now it's over.
I know. I never got to see him. Him and Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I saw him. He actually came to the University of Florida, which was pretty cool.
What?
And I went, when I was in school, he actually came and did a concert there, and that was pretty awesome. And then I saw him another time too. But yeah, phenomenal. Just, I read somewhere how old he was, but I don't see it in this article.
I was actually shocked. Still performing. Me too.
Yeah.
But there's those iconic pictures of him at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
And just, I would have loved, like, living or dead, what concert, who would you want to see?
76 years old from Rye, Elton John. Living or dead, Whitney Houston, I would have loved to have seen her.
Michael Jackson would be my, Whitney number one, Michael Jackson number two. I would have liked to see the Beatles.
Yeah. Hope Madonna's doing okay, because that was one that I was like, I thought this, you know, I don't know. I haven't talked to her lately.
Was she at Michael Rubin's party?
Probably.
You could have talked to her then.
But I thought that concert would have been amazing to go to. All her hits. I would have lost my skull if I had gone to that. Hopefully she's all right. I think that thing's been postponed. I'm not sure.
I don't know, but I'm losing my mind over you saying losing my skull. I've never heard that expression.
Lose my skull.
I gotta start writing down the Aaron isms.
Yeah.
Losing my skull.
Celine. Oh, that was so. Oh. I wanted to go to her again. God, I hope she's doing okay.
I know. I've worried about her for a while. She was incredible, though. I saw her in Vegas. That's where you saw her, right?
Same.
The residency she had there.
God.
I always got worried when she'd hit her sternum and say, Renee, she's so frail. I said, oh, that's so hard. One of my favorite moments from working at Extra was I was backstage at a, whatever it was. It was like a, I don't want to say it's iHeart. It was some musical like confluence of people. And Cher was performing out on stage. And
oh my God,
Celine had just come off of stage and she was backstage to do interviews. And she stops me and she was like, let's go watch. And I have a video. I got to find it. I have a video of us walking over and watching Cher perform on the monitor because Celine
with
wanted to
Celine?
Watch her. With Celine. And then not only are we watching Cher, my heart will always go on for you, Celine. And if I could turn back time, I'd relive this entire moment all over again. She then gets all the group, like the whole like group of reporters. So it's like Access Hollywood. Like I remember that Kelty was there, like all these people, for us to start singing together. There's a sing-along to the Cher song led by Celine Dion.
What was the song?
Oh, I don't remember. It was just, I mean, I have to look at the video. Well, no, I mean, because she was singing so many. It was like a compilation, but it was just a sing-along. Yeah, led by Celine.
I got to meet Celine when I went. I guess it was like, I don't know, my bachelorette or I don't know. We went with a couple of girls and Constance, my manager, had set it up where we went and we met her backstage. And funny story, my girlfriend Jackie, who I always talk about, she's great. I mean, you know, kind of making fun of me as we're walking in like this, yo, we're going to Celine Dion for a bachelorette part. I'm like, you know what? Like, we're in Vegas. Like, knock it off. Yeah. Like, this is going to be a time. Jackie's a time wherever she goes. But, you know, we go backstage, no phones, put your phones down. Okay, we're in this room, just our group. And everything is like, everybody's in their IFB and their mics. And okay, how much time? 5 minutes. 5 minutes, ladies, before she comes. And when she comes, she will approach you. And do not, you know, we will take the photo.
Did you know you were getting to meet her?
I found out on our way there. Before, but I found out as we were walking in because I was like, where are we going? And they're like, we're going to meet her. And I was like, oh my God. So it was very like, oh, 3 minutes. And like, you know, Jackie, like she just wants her like vodka soda. She's just like, oh my God, like my husband's won a Conn Smythe. I'm good here. Like, you know, like we fine. I'm a 2-time. Yeah. Stanley Cup wife. And then all of a sudden they go, okay. And 90 seconds. And it was like, I mean, what's happening?
Countdown.
She walked in and it was like Elsa, Cinderella, and Tinkerbell all in one walked in the room. And even Jacqueline Quick goes, whoa. Like it was presence. Like all of us, like goosebumps, hard thing. Like it was just like losing our mind. And then she walked in and she goes, well, are you guys going to say hello? Or are you just going to stand there and keep staring at me? And it was like, hello. And she walked in and she like grabbed our hands and like took a picture of us. And they were like, she's getting married. And she goes, you're getting married. And I was like, I am. My husband's Canadian. And she goes, where is he from? And I was like, Saskatchewan. Nothing against Saskatchewan, but like she's from Montreal. Like I was like, oh, I want to say like Montreal. Nothing against Saskatchewan. Yeah. Saski, you know, I love you. And she grabs my hand and she goes, you are marrying a boy from Saskatchewan. Like sang me a whole song about it. And I was like, she goes, you guys want to take a picture? And she had a huge cough drop in her mouth. And I was just like,
Jesus,
you are a goddess.
Oh my God.
I drove
all night. Is that what you're going to sing?
Yeah.
I was just going to sing. I would drive all night to get to her.
That was my only bummer about the concert. She didn't sing that. They played it in the intro where they did the montage, how many shows she's done, how many people she's performed for. And it was like, they were singing that. But the one thing I will say, Jackie said this, when you go to her show, you don't realize how many bangers she has.
Nope.
I remember the one where it goes, seems to believe in. And like all of a sudden the song goes and Jackie's like, oh my God.
God.
You forget. It's great. Mm-hmm. Love her. Get well, Celine. I love you.
I know. I love her too. Renee. She loved it when she said her love for Renee.
I saw a video of her on TikTok being wheeled down an aisle for her son's wedding. And I don't know if it's true. And I just really hope she's okay because she is a superstar / princess / musical royalty.
Yeah, she's incredible. Yeah. And with that, we are all out of time. But tune in next week for all things Celine.
Maybe my face will clear up by then. My God.
You'll be great, sweetheart. You'll be great. Love you all.
Enjoy the All-Star game, sweet cheeks.
Oh, thanks. I'm going to get on a plane right now to take my sweet mother, Kathy Thompson, to an All-Star game because she loves the Mariners so much. And it's at Safeco. It's not even called Safeco anymore. The different name changes. But anyways.
What's it called?
Love you. I don't know. T-Mobile. I think it's T-Mobile now. Anyways, if you're one of the title sponsors of the stadiums, let us know. Love ya. Oh, yes. T-Mobile. Thanks, Ryan.
I love Ryan. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.